Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. Tropical storm Isaias, the latest update. The official clock at the Hurricane Center says 7 a.m. Here's the latest information. Let's start off looking at the radar. You can actually see the center. You can see the center of Isaias right there, the tropical storm. But something to notice, interesting, most of the convection, most of the rain bands and the heavy rain is off to the right-hand side, off to the east over the Bahamas, where it's just getting battered with winds and continuous rainfall in these rain bands. And some areas over the Bahamas could get 6 to 8 inches of rain, maybe even up to 12 inches of rain. So significant amount of rainfall for those areas. Over land, getting some of these rain bands, but the rain isn't as heavy. However, you could get some quick gusty winds with some of these rain bands, especially as this storm continues to move towards the north. Let's look at that track. This is the latest track forecast that we have. The current location that we saw on radar right here, with time continuing to move northwest and eventually a gradual turn towards the north and even the northeast with time. Monday, 2 a.m., off the east coast of Florida, right in the central portions of the east coast of Florida. And then by Monday near Georgia, look at this with time, South Carolina on early in the morning on Tuesday and continuing to move up. We're talking Virginia, even up into Maryland, 2 p.m. Tuesday, and that is 2 a.m. on Wednesday. So that's gusty winds, that's rainfall. That's all the aspects of these storms that we look at. So when's some of that going to get there? We look at those arrival times when you start to see at least some of these impacts. The arrival times of tropical storm force winds during the day today, portions of Florida, especially right on the coast. I think that's the place that you're going to get most of those winds, but those rain bands could put some of those winds inland a little bit. A little jog in that forecast that those core winds could reach onshore in Florida, so we'll have to watch that with time. Moving northward, Monday morning getting up to Georgia. During the day Monday, the Carolinas, even on Tuesday morning, you start seeing some of these winds, North Carolina and even Virginia. So let's talk about some of those impacts that we're looking at. One of them is, well, it's rainfall. It's a dangerous portion of these storms all the time. Water, the leading cause of fatalities. Most of the rainfall early on stays offshore. Some of these values, 6 to 10 inches offshore along the Florida coast, 2 to 4 inches the central Florida coast. And we'll have to watch. Sometimes you get some of these bands set up after the storm, so we'll have to watch for portions of South Florida as well. But I want to kind of focus everybody on something here. 4 to 6 inches of rain possible from South Carolina up to North Carolina and Virginia. Yeah, there's some terrain, some mountainous conditions, and that could cause some areas of localized flash flooding. And we do have a product for that. The Weather Prediction Center actually puts out a kind of an outlook, a risk of flash flooding. They look at, you know, the antecedent conditions, how moist the soil is. They look at how much rain. Some areas of South Carolina, North Carolina, even up to Virginia, a moderate risk of some of this flash flooding, a slight risk in yellow. So moderate risk right here. We'll have to pay attention to that. And in yellow, a large portion of the mid-Atlantic up to the northeast in that slight risk of flash flooding. So something we're really going to have to watch with time. You know, we really got to watch for those low-lying areas. Listen to those local officials and never drive your car where water covers the road. And the last one here for Florida, still that possibility of some of that storm surge we'll be watching. And that's really right along the center where the water gets pushed inland. So we're going to keep an eye on all the latest information from here at the National Hurricane Center. This has been the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias.